Hello, John. First time caller, long time listener.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
When will Tennessee's administration get on their knees and look to me for an answer?
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Make noise. Make more noise to your administration. It is time to rebel. I, God, have your back, Tennessee fans.
This is so uncomfortable.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
God, why are you calling this show?
Because I care. You're good people.
Thank you, God. All these media people keep acting like we're the devil. You know the devil. We're not him.
They're all in Gainesville. Anyway, thanks for the time today. Love the show. Again, longtime listener.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
John Curry is an atheist.
This segment's brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN to book your evening out. I got one planned for July 17th. You guys want in? Or, I guess it's a Friday. You probably have to work, Cam. Cody, I'm sure you got other things going on. Never mind. You guys aren't invited. Never mind. Use the promo code FANRUN. Go
need
throw
to
some axes, drink some brews, watch some TV.
Need to get a drop that makes that, you know, the...
What?
You know the...
what was that?
You know the sound of an axe going through the air, like a sound effect. Boom.
That sounds like a lawnmower trying to start, like a weed eater trying to start.
And then it hits something?
Yeah. No.
You know, like the sound of the whishing...
That's what I think of whenever...
The whishing of the wind.
Not... Boom. I feel like mine's better, right, though?
No, because, see, mine's turning over at a rapid rate. Yours is like... I don't know what you're doing.
I feel like when I see an axe throw, it sounds like your axe has asthma. No, axe throws, A, go in slow motion, but B, you can't throw an axe that fast. A big axe, at least, that goes... You can't throw one...
It's like a helicopter
blade. You can't spin one that fast.
Yeah, think about like one of
those
old...
Think about going outside and throwing an axe. You can't do it that way.
Think about what it...
You've never thrown an axe.
No,
you don't know what you're talking about. I've gone to craft axe throwing before. I know how it works. It doesn't go that fast.
Think about if you were watching like an old anime show, like Yu-Gi-Oh. Think about it.
Let's it's
think
not going.
Yes, it is. If they throw an axe in one of those Japanese anime shows,
you're way...
Yeah, I got a secret for you. Anime's not real.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying the sound effect would be better.
Look at this guy.
Instead of yours, it goes whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Like, what is that? Is that like a slow motion? I mean, I don't know what that even is.
It sounds better than your little helicopter.
Yeah, I'm just trying to...
Use the promo code FANRUN.
Trying to help.
Go throw axes and figure out what sound it makes. Go report back to us. Go throw axes and figure out what sound it makes.
Chop.
Located minutes from downtown Knoxville. Promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. They got big lanes there, so you can do some social distancing. You and your crew don't have to be on top of each other. There's a lot of space in there. So go by, do it. Use our promo code, make us look good, save you some money, and have a good night out at Knoxville's premier entertainment venue. Hour 2 headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Another good thing is if somebody gets too close to you and you don't like it, you've got an axe in your hand.
I do not condone, nor do I...
Step away.
I do not condone, nor do I think it's acceptable. Condoning and finding it acceptable is a synonym, right? That's pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah,
pretty much.
I do not condone nor advocate for the use of axes to hurt or defend yourself in there.
What
from
if
just annoying people coming in at you?
What if we get a sound effect of like chopping down a tree? Would that be better? You know, the sound of a tree being chopped by an axe?
Yeah, I know.
Do they have, like, an elite level over there? Like, once you get past the axe throwing, once you master that, do you get to throw, like, chainsaws?
They say, hey, you got potential.
Hey, come up here to the VIP room. We're having a lot of fun up here.
Come out back with us. I got something to show you.
You graduate from the axes?
Yeah. Hour 2 headlines!
Okay. Former Iowa running back Akrum Wadley. Akrum?
Oh, yeah.
Akrum? 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 Wadley has alleged mistreatment within the program. He says he regrets playing for the Hawkeyes, and Kirk Ferentz The stories from Iowa's football program.
Yeah, I
want to
dive into some of those details later.
We'll
dive into that a little bit later because it's worth going into. Good headline, though.
All right.
Great headline.
Well, let's go ahead and scrap it.
Oh, you did good.
See if we can find something else.
You gave us 6 minutes on it. It was
the
good.
Yankees' Aroldis Chapman gets a monster $150,000 Jeep lined with Kevlar. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Aroldis Chapman's Jeep. It's impressive. It's a little excessive. It's a six-wheel Jeep, and it's lined with Kevlar.
Kevlar?
Kevlar? Caviar? Kevlar.
You know what Kevlar is?
Is that the bulletproof stuff?
Yeah.
Is that necessary?
Depends on what he's driving through.
It depends on where he takes it. If he's going back, if he's going back to Cuba, then yes, I would say it is necessary.
It's a $150,000 Jeep.
Didn't he have some issues? Didn't he have people trying to hurt him? I know he got that whole domestic violence thing, but didn't he have, I thought he had like some gun problems too down somewhere as well. Just kind of, maybe I'm wrong on that, but I feel like, it probably is a good idea to have. Like I said, especially if he plans on, I don't know, can you take a vehicle to Cuba? Can you like take it back with
you? You'd need a boat.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I guess you could put it on a boat and ferry it over.
Yeah. I guess you could do that, right? So, yeah.
They do make them. You just got to hope it's not one of those Bangladesh ferries. End up in the bottom of the Caribbean. Legendary entertainment icon Carl Reiner has died at 98. R.I.P. to the legendary Carl Reiner. Did you see that? He died today.
I did see that.
98, though. You know,
lived a good life.
It's one of those that's like, okay, well, we knew that was coming.
Carl Reiner is the old man in Ocean's 11, correct?
Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I know him.
His career spanned quite a few years.
Sure, but I don't imagine he just got into acting in 2001 when he was like 80 years old.
Yeah,
he was 71 at that point. I wouldn't imagine that was his first role, but that's what I know him best from, I think.
He was in the original Titanic. Came over on the ship. He was one of the guys that made it.
That is not accurate.
Yeah, look it up.
I know when the Titanic sunk, and I know I can do math. 91 minus 2020. I know that doesn't add up.
Alabama has added a second Devonta Smith.
Okay.
You know the really good receiver, Devonta Smith? Devonta? Well, they added a guy with the exact same name in the 2021 class, who is also a receiver.
That's weird.
Well, he's a corner. I think they're recruiting him to play corner, but he's a receiver too.
Yeah, that's weird. But
he'll probably – so they're adding another Devonta Smith.
One Devonta Smith will be gone by the time the next Devonta Smith comes.
Yeah, probably so. After 500,000 deaths, the WHO warns that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic is yet to come, says CBS.
I saw a meme that said first wave, Joffrey. Second wave, Ramsey.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be accurate.
Was Ramsey worse than Joffrey?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure. You don't?
Joffrey was pretty awful.
What did Ramsey actually do? What did Joffrey actually do?
Joffrey was pretty
despicable.
Besides
shooting, was it Roz, the redheaded woman, besides shooting her with the bow and arrow?
That's not all he did with that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what else did he actually get accomplished? I feel like he was just kind of a puppet.
The heads up on the spikes, and he pulled Sansa out to look at Ned's head up on the spike.
Yeah, that's fine, but
that was kind of rude.
He didn't kill his dad and mother-in-law and brother. He fed them to dogs.
There were no dogs involved with Joffrey's doings. But
the case that Joffrey is worse than Ramsay? Is that what you're sitting here doing? I thought you were a Game of Thrones
fan. He's pretty despicable.
He is not even on the same
do
level.
Do you not remember what he made the prostitutes do with the bedpost or with the thing? She shoved it up
That's fine. That's not on the same.
That's not fine.
Well,
that's
not
fine. We shouldn't condone that.
Okay, I'm not.
What a thing to say.
You are correct. I do not condone that. But I'm simply saying I don't think anyone thinks of Joffrey as being worse than Ramsay.
Ask Sansa.
Yeah. Ask Sansa.
Yeah, well, when you think about it, yeah. Poor Sansa had to go through both of them.
That's why she deserved the North. You hated her. I did not. I viewed her as sympathetic. you couldn't get over her betraying her family in season one when she was like 11.
I did not.
Yeah, don't rewrite history.
I did not.
Don't rewrite history.
I hate Sansa.
Don't rewrite history.
I grew to like Sansa.
After hating her.
I hated her for a while.
Okay,
she did betray her family.
She did.
Everybody else betrayed their family. They got their head cut off, you know. But I guess
she
with
gets
her,
the North.
I guess with her, she ends up. She did face some adversity, though. You know, looking back on it.
Did Reek? You want to ask Reek who was worse?
Yeah, he did cut off Reek's hog.
That was not even the worst. I feel like he did. I feel like the mental stuff was way worse. That was pretty mean to trick him into thinking he was going to have a threesome.
Think
and
about
then
how
take his hog.
What a bully Joffrey was, though, to Tyrion. Such a
no
bully.
No one respected Joffrey. No one feared Joffrey.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it was Tywin and Cersei running the show.
I feel like the guy that played Joffrey was a better actor, though. I hated Joffrey more than I did Ramsay.
He's a little kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why.
He was the young king.
Well, that's why. It wasn't the actor doing a great job.
The actor did a great job.
I mean,
job.
It was fun, but I mean, Ramsay did a great job. Ramsay did a great job, too. I'm just saying I'm not differentiating what type of performance they put on. I just think it's easier to hate someone that's young that just 100% lucks into what they're given.
I just think Joffrey was a better part of the show than Ramsay. That's just me.
I mean, he was there at the beginning. I mean, that's fun.
That's just me.
And, I mean, it was the big reveal of, like, hey, that's the whole thing that set the whole sprawling of events that we have to find a new... the rightful king, so I mean, sure. Mm-hmm. Bigger part of the show for sure. But I just think that's a
You think Ramsay was more evil?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's a completely ludicrous take.
That's not ludicrous.
Ramsay was an adult hurting people. Joffrey was a kid.
Hurting people.
He didn't really hurt anybody himself.
No, but
he got beat up by Arya. He got smacked around by Tyrion. He was a punk.
I mean, Ramsay wasn't really beating people up.
Yeah, Ramsay and Jon Snow, they were warriors. They were kings. They were out there getting stuff done. I mean, at least he was on the battlefield. I mean, I know he wasn't out there swinging, but I mean, he killed the big giant. He put that arrow right in the giant's eye.
Ramsay's death.
This is just the worst take I've heard.
I didn't even necessarily have the take. Now,
you see this cam, how quickly he backed off the
take? No, I'm thinking through it. We're talking it through.
You're not even it's
You
not
act
even
like just because you say something, you have to be stuck to it. I don't know.
I don't have to get to be stuck
I'm
to it.
Thinking
but
through
when
it.
I say you're backing off of it,
I'm
I don't
thinking
want you
through
to
it.
Act like you're not backing
I
off of it.
I am thinking through it.
Maybe you should have thought through it before you said it. How about that? Maybe think before you speak.
Nah.
Then you wouldn't have to back off.
What kind of lesson is that?
Then you wouldn't have to back off your take.
If we thought before we spoke, we wouldn't be able to do this radio show.
That's not true. I think very quickly.
Well, sometimes you need to think things through more. Ramsay's death, I think. I'm trying to think about who had the more satisfying death.
That doesn't mean anything.
I think it might have been Ramsay's. Yeah, that means something to me.
No, who was scarier?
Who was scarier?
Yeah, like who was more feared? I mean, that's what the whole thing was about. I mean, talking about the Rona wave one,
I think
wave two.
Joffrey was pretty feared.
I mean, the Night King was as scary as it come. His death was stupid.
You act like Joffrey wasn't even feared, though. Think about all the peasants
scared
in King's Landing. They were
well,
scared
the peasants
of Joffrey.
Were gonna be scared of the peasants were gonna be scared of the king, sure, but like no one was scared of Joffrey physically.
No well, you don't have to necessarily be intimidating physically.
Joffrey.
I don't think Ramsay was intimidating physically. It's not like he looked like the Hound.
Again, he killed people, though. He actually did things himself. He was meaner. Joffrey did nothing.
Did he have a hound? Joffrey had the hound.
He had a pack of dogs that he fed his mother, stepmother, and brother to.
She had it coming.
She didn't. She was just so nice. She didn't do anything wrong.
She had it coming. Old Roose Bolton's wife. Didn't he get like a gold for every pound she weighed?
Yeah, something like
he
that.
He got like a sack of gold
so
for every
had
pound
a big,
she weighed.
He had him a big old woman.
She was like a big 400 pounder.
She wasn't that big.
She's pretty big.
She went 400 pounds, though.
She's a good size.
She's about 260.
Yeah, she's three. She's at least
she
three.
Was about 260.
She was 3 clocks.
She was about 260.
She's 3 clocks.
No. What did you say her name was?
I don't know. I just know it was Roose Bolton's wife.
Okay, yeah.
Just type Roose Bolton's wife. You see where Kanye's back on Twitter, by the way?
Do we need to have another round of Kanye tweets? I haven't seen...
He just said he's so proud of his beautiful wife, Kim, yesterday for becoming a billionaire.
Good for them.
And then he tweeted out some vegetables that he had for her, I guess. I don't really know why.
Okay.
Did you find her name?
Bethany, I guess. No.
Of course it's Bethany.
No, not her. It's so weird because then we're getting into like the book versus the show. Okay. She might be a little closer to 3 clucks.
Yeah.
But 270 is pretty close. Walda. Walda was her name.
Walda. Yeah. You didn't say 270.
I said 270. That's what
you,
I said. Just like, 260. What I say?
You said 265.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay. Sorry. 265.
Now you're just going up. Just like I was backpedaling.
I'm looking right now.
You're backpedaling.
Cam, Google Walda Bolton. I'm maintaining 265, 270. See what you come up with.
I just think women look less fat. I think when you see a 300-pound man, it's easier to tell.
Cam
that
sounds like Cam looks like he's wanting to say 300.
Like when you see a 300-pound man, would you agree with that? It's easier to tell that a guy is fat. Like you look at me and you're like, that guy's definitely 3 clucks. But if you see a woman my size, do you think you would?
I'm gonna go 285. Less?
285. Okay, so I still win.
Nah, you guys are way
Price
off.
Price is Right rules.
Well, we got to see how tall she is too. That's also important.
I don't think she's very tall.
Let me see if I can find the actresses.
Let's just go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. One headline you didn't give me, talking TV shows, was Netflix officially says they're bringing Ozark back for season 4 and that it will be the final season. Final season. They're doing an expanded 14-episode final season, which I personally think is great news. I didn't want it to go on much longer. Let's get in. Let's get out. Let's tell a story from start to finish. Let's have an end point. Let's land the plane. You know what I mean? Shows get in trouble whenever they go on too long. You find yourself getting in trouble. Let's get in, let's get out. Netflix announces Ozark season 4, going to be a thing, 14-episode final season.
So they're only doing one more.
Correct. They've already had 3 seasons, they're doing one more.
With 14 episodes.
14 episodes.
Hmm.
Any thoughts?
Seems like a long season.
I mean, think of it. I mean, if you think of The Sopranos last season, it was 16 episodes, right? Is that right?
They did that 6A, 6B.
That's what I'm saying. Was that not, was that 16 episodes altogether, or am I wrong?
Yeah,
on that,
I mean,
or?
It was something like that, but yeah. I don't know why you don't just call it 2 seasons.
Yeah, that's what shows. I mean, shows have done that before. Breaking Bad split theirs up in from part 1 and part 2.
Yeah, I know, but why not just call it 2 seasons?
Well, I mean, in Netflix's case, they're releasing it all at the same time, so it is just 1 season.
Yeah.
I'd imagine there's something with the writing. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know either.
Two different stories, but winding it down. I don't know. Dustin writes in, Ramsay hunted women, literally, as well as all the stuff you mentioned. Cody is way off. Great point by Dustin. You got It's Harambe 420-69 says,
that guy's never on my side.
Remember when Ramsay had Reek shave him? He was so mentally jarred he couldn't stab him, give him
the
chance. I
love how when my take is off, you make sure and read all the replies.
Joffrey over Ramsay is a true bandwagon take. I mean, you have the option of reading.
I didn't even have the take. You I was working through it.
Redneck Mouth wants to know who is playing with their mic. That would be Cody.
I had to get it off the
stand.
No,
you're swaying it around. You're holding it by the
cord. It does not make noise when I do that. I had to take it off the – It was
you
probably
were just literally swaying it back and forth by the bottom of the mic when I asked that.
Probably
did anyone see that on Periscope? He was waving it back and forth, holding the bottom of it.
It probably was making a lot of noise when I was trying to get it out of the holster.
You
but,
couldn't have done that right before we came back.
Now we've got it.
No, you waited literally until I started talking to pull it out.
I didn't realize I was going to want to lean back this segment.
Fair enough.
Sometimes you don't know until you know.
So you yield off the take just.
I never had the take.
You
pushed me into it.
Pushed you into the take.
I never even have a strong. It's not like I opened the segment up and said, "Oh, Joffrey was way worse than Ramsay." That's not what I said. I was working through it. I was like, is Ramsey worse than Joffrey? And you go, yes! Yes, of course he is! Of course he's worse! How could you even say that?
Are you sure he's worse?
I was just asking. I was working through it.
I'm contrarian, Cody. I'm going to say something opposite. And then I'm going to back off of it and say that I never said it in the first place.
That's not what happened. I mean, if you check the tape, I was just I'm working through it.
If you look at the things this Iowa player is accusing of Kirk Ferentz, he has a little bit of Ramsey in him. If you read these stories, have you read the details?
No, nope,
you
not
had
yet.
You had the headline. Guy calls it Akram
Wadley.
Akram Wadley says that playing for Iowa was, quote, a living nightmare, and talked about there were just some simple, you know, racial things, such as he says that Brian Ferentz, Kirk's son, would always ask him if he planned on robbing a liquor store or gas station whenever he wore the team-issued wool cap, and was also targeted for not gaining enough weight during the season, which would then lead to him trying to binge on shakes before workouts and becoming sick, but then was told by Kirk that his meal card would be taken away and he would not be able to eat or sit with his teammates during eating sessions. He followed through on this threat. I went to use my meal card, and it was declined. I had to call my mother from New Jersey at 10 or 11 at night because I was hungry to order Domino's pizza for me. Or I would have had to have gone to a fan's house earlier at night to eat because there was no way I was going to be able to make it through the next day vomiting, being weak, and be able to make it through school and practice. Says he then asked the Iowa player of development to find him a therapist because he really needed help and no one in the football program wanted to listen to anything he had to say. Said he had one meeting with a therapist and then after that she disappeared and no one would tell him where she went or like why she wouldn't see him anymore. Basically implying that the school shut that down and that he then turned to alcohol to cope. So he was just backing up some of those accusations we've heard coming out of Iowa from Chris Doyle, from Kirk Ferentz, from his son. And I will say that this guy was good at football too. So it does seem like probably the best player that has spoken out against any of these coaches outside of, you know, what went on at Oklahoma State. But when you had all the past accusations at Clemson, they were mostly walk-ons, guys who didn't play. For the most part, the stuff alleged from Iowa came from guys who played but maybe wasn't good. But this guy right here ran for 1,000 yards back-to-back years, his junior and senior year with 10 touchdowns, added like 400 and 500 more yards in receiving. So, I mean, he was a 1,500 yards from scrimmage guy with over double-digit touchdowns. So, I mean, he is someone who was good at the team, which makes me think if they were treating their good players like that, I can only imagine what they were doing to the bad ones. Iowa hiding behind the ongoing investigation for refusing to give comments, saying that we have already said that the coach will not be addressing this during an ongoing investigation. We are we're paying a law firm to come in and review this.
Yeah, I was going to read that, but it's a really long post.
It just basically said, like, hey, he's not going to address any unverified accusations posted on social media. So it was basically like,
so what exactly is he saying the abuse is?
I would say the cutting off the money to eat and trying to make him be hungry is abuse. I would say that he is saying that them making his therapist quit seeing him is abuse.
They cut off
the verbal abuse.
And the are you going to rob the liquor store for wearing a team-issued wool cap is racial abuse.
I'm very confused about the food thing.
They turned off his meal card. You know, like you get the
Says he was also targeted along with other black players for not gaining enough weight during the season.
Right.
So, wanted him to gain weight, why would you cut off his meal card?
It might be like if you're not going to use it, you're not going to get to eat it type of thing. If you're not going to use it, you're going to lose the thing. If you don't want to eat, here, don't eat. You never had your parents say that to you, like if you wouldn't eat their food?
Never had that problem.
Fair enough.
Always
vegetables?
Ate.
Vegetables, you never had that? My sister used
I
to get in trouble
everything.
For that. Vegetables?
Everything on my plate, I cleared it out.
Okay.
I've always
My sister used to get in arguments with my mom about that growing up, just like, if you didn't want to eat, go into your room and no, you can't eat nothing else. Like, you have to eat what I cook type of thing. That was always the arguments at our house. It's like, I don't want chicken casserole. Well, you're not going to eat that.
We didn't have a lot of greens either.
Fair enough.
My vegetables were like corn.
Broccoli and cheese.
Green beans, cheese. Maybe. Green beans cooked in bacon grease. Yeah. Big beans guy. Loved beans.
Sure.
Still love beans. Pinto beans, baked beans.
Not much of a bean guy myself. You got any past those first two?
Black beans. Do you like black beans?
No.
White beans?
Nope. I don't discriminate.
Thought I'd get him.
Just don't like
I'd get him on that one.
White beans even a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're called white northern beans or something.
Okay.
Kidney beans?
Nope. I'll eat the barbecue
ranch beans. Style beans?
I'll eat the barbecue beans sometimes.
Barbecue beans?
Yeah.
Like baked beans?
Yeah, but my friend, the one I really like, my friend will make, and he'll have like some barbecue sauce.
What about those pork and beans? You look like a canned pork and beans guy.
I used to like beanie weenies.
Yeah.
I used to like beanie weenies. I will not lie, but I did not just eat the I did not usually eat just the beanie one. I guess it would be the beanies. You had to have weenie in there for me to eat it. Needed the weenie in there for me to eat it. Sometimes my
you're not opening your mouth unless there's weenie in there.
Yeah,
too.
Sometimes my grandma would just have the beanies, and I would be like, Grandma, come on. My dad will give you the extra dollar to get us the good stuff. Come on.
The good stuff.
Yeah, like, come on. It's not that much different. You can get, you know, just throw the weenies in there for an extra, you know, dollar for three cans, and it'll be fine. My dad will give you a dollar, Grandma, please. Vienna sausages, though, and beanie weenies, that was
yeah.
a popular snack at Grandma's house.
Yeah, you bet. Pop that can open, drain the juice out, stick a fork in that middle one so you can get the other ones out.
Drain the juice out? Nah, just with the
you
juice.
You kept the juice in the vein?
I poured.
How do you say it? Vienna's?
Vienna.
It's spelled like Vienna.
Yeah.
Like Vienna sausages, but nobody says that.
Yeah.
Everybody says the Vienna's, Vienna weenies.
Vienna weenies, yeah.
You ever just put them on white bread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you ate them out of the can, right? You didn't cook them.
Usually put them on crackers, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Grandma always had saltine crackers too.
Oh yeah.
So we'd go crackers on the Vienna sausages. Usually, I would cut them up with a fork and make them little small ones, and then stick them on the cracker.
Yeah.
Flat, and then eat them. Like put like four of them on the one cracker and eat. That's usually what I did.
The way I always got, I would open the can, I'd stick the fork right in the middle one.
Of course, pull it out.
Deep enough to pull it out where it slurps right out, and then you can maneuver all the other ones. And you just stick that. I would just stick the whole thing in my mouth.
You know, it sounds kind of gross right now, but these memories are hitting me, and they're fond memories.
Yeah. Did you ever get the flavored ones, like the barbecue by any means?
I feel like my Uncle Jackie would bring those in sometimes, but I didn't like those. I was like, just give me the beanie weenies if you're going to give me barbecue-flavored Vienna sausages, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was more just a regular.
Yeah.
You didn't drain the juice, so I had to drain the juice.
I drained the juice. I was just
that stuff at the bottom.
Yeah,
you
got to drain the
gelatin, whatever that was.
Were those like preservatives? What were those? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, you got to drain the juice. That was just a joke.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you keep a little bit of it.
Just want you to think I was a savage. You know my eating habits. I can't eat something.
I drank the juice out of the bottom.
That sounds disgusting.
Sometimes I just throw them on white bread.
We bring in 10 cases of Vienna sausages. You have to eat all the sausages, and then we compile all the juice
just
into
drink
one
all
cup.
That gelatin juice. That would have been much better than what I did. I would have accepted that punishment.
Anything here from Iowa? So you're acting as if you don't think these allegations are bad. You don't feel like this is a bad look for.
No, that's not what. Here you are pushing me into a corner again.
You said, "Well, where's the abuse?" That's
well,
what you said.
Well, I'm looking at the CBS story, and when I see the being targeted for not gaining enough weight, that doesn't really seem like abuse. But the other stuff about asking him if he's going to rob a liquor store or a gas station, that seems like definite verbal abuse. And then there's something else. He was ordered to complete 20 hours of community service for unknown reasons.
I didn't see that. The ESPN story, I don't think, had that one.
It says he was ordered to complete 20 hours of community service by Brian Ferentz for unknown reasons. So that seems kind of like, you know, what is that? What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
The second one had me scratching my head because you told me about his.
Oh, his Maddie went gain weight and then he cut. Okay, so
yeah,
he cut his food off. Again, I would imagine it was something if you're not going to use it here, you don't need it then.
Yeah.
Something like that, I would imagine. Or just could just be a punishment for something that he did.
Well, I guess his experience is pretty much.
You fumble in practice, you don't get to eat today.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. Seems like his experiences echo the former accusations as well.
But like I said, this is the first time a player has been a bona fide, I don't want to call him a star on the team, but I mean, he was their bell cow. You know, 1,500 total yards and double digit touchdowns. He was a good player his junior and senior year. it's just more evidence to me that I don't think Kirk is going to make it past the year. Wes tweets in saying that Ozark Season 4 is actually going to be released two separate segments. So they are going to do the Breaking Bad, Sopranos type of thing where you're just going to break them up and release them, which that's really stupid. So that went from good news of, wow, we get to binge all of the 14 episodes and get Ozark finished to, well, no, now it's just going to be two short seasons, basically. You get halfway through it, you don't get to see what happens, you got to wait another year to see it. That's basically what that means.
I can't figure out if I like it or not.
Have you ever gone back to try to watch it?
I've made it through almost all of season two.
Still don't like it?
It's just it's a depressing show.
It is a depressing show.
There's just too much darkness. The sun never shines.
I do feel like that's intentional.
Yeah, and that just
there's a cloud constantly over this family and this town. I do think that is intentional.
That just makes me not really like it. I don't know. But everybody tells me season three is incredible. You know,
Season three was good.
I'll probably end up finishing it.
I like the show.
I'll probably end up watching it.
And you know me, not a huge Jason Bateman guy, but I've enjoyed the show.
Somebody told me there's a huge plot twist in season three, too.
I don't know what that would be. I mean, maybe. I know what they're talking about. It's not really a plot twist.
So somebody told me.
I'm trying to think if I would
They
consider...
said, Cody, you got to watch season three. There's a huge plot twist. A
huge plot twist?
That's what they told me. Maybe they didn't know what they were talking about.
There might be a couple things that could be seen as a plot twist, but I don't think of them that way.
Well, if there's not...
I won't talk about them on the air. I mean, season three was good.
If there's not a great plot twist, I don't know if I want to watch it.
I would not watch it if I was expecting a plot twist. I don't feel... Unless I'm forgetting something. I don't think of anything as a big
plot twist.
There's
not like a red wedding?
No. Which, I mean, they had that at the end of season one of Ozark, kind of when they just had the big shootout on the farm. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that was
Red Wedding-ish. I know it wasn't the same thing, but it had that same vibe.
Yeah, because all of a sudden that woman just comes up and shoots the Mexican guy.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Spoiler alert.
What is she doing?
Yeah.
Where'd she come from?
I mean, Darlene. I mean, Darlene. She's my favorite character.
Why don't you get us a glass of lemonade, Darlene?
Yeah, she's my favorite.
I like the guy.
The guy?
Her husband.
Okay.
Whoever. What's his name?
Darlene.
Why don't you go get us a glass of lemonade, would you? I really like that guy.
Good talk. Might be worth watching. But now I'm frustrated. Now I thought we were going to get all 14 episodes. We're just going to get two short 7-episode seasons. That's stupid.
Do we know when it's coming out?
No. I mean, maybe on the date. Maybe they have it on the video. I haven't watched the actual video. Let me see. 17 seconds.
July 2023.
I would imagine it's going to be 2021 because season 3 just came out. Season 4. Okay, let's go Ozark. What do we got here? Doing their little thing. Their intros are kind of cool. I like the opening credits. Nope, just says 4, only on Netflix. Doesn't have a date. I heard Jason Bateman on a podcast like a month and a half ago. Said they haven't shot anything or anything yet, so it's probably not going to be for at least another year.
Yeah.
Good talk.
It takes a while.
Trivia coming up next. Trivia next. You want to do trivia next?
Yeah. Let's go get a W.
I'm Cody. Go get a W.
Yeah, good luck.
Volunteer Vodka is a homegrown.
All right, it's Tuesday. It's time to play trivia. I am, only can go up here on this win percentage.
Screen's down, phone's down.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Can we stop that thing this week where we have to remember the numbers? It's hurt you. It's hurt me. I feel like we've been hurt evenly.
I was going to toss this out there for y'all as an idea. But if they say the answer that like somebody already used, you can pick their number four of them.
I was going to say you just pick the hardest one.
Okay.
That's remaining.
I can do that.
There should be some type of punishment for not paying attention. You should still get a question, but I think you should try to pick the hardest one you got. And maybe from now on you have a couple of extra ones, that way we're not wasting a number on it. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Some punishment ones?
Yep.
I do think you should still get a chance, but I do think there should be a punishment.
I feel like there shouldn't be a punishment. I feel like it should just be like, that one's already been chosen. If you think I'm complaining, I mean, I'm the guy who wins every week.
You are complaining.
I'm just trying to help you.
You went on tiebreakers. Tiebreakers don't even count. You won three.
I don't know, man. Last two. You win a certain amount of weeks, and it's kind of hard to argue.
I answered more questions than you last week. It was just the whole thing.
I think I'm like 8-1 against you.
I don't know what it is. Three of them on tiebreakers.
Let's see if you can buck the
trend. You
want
to go first or second today?
Let's see if you can.
You
want
to go first or second today?
What do I normally do? I think I like going first typically. Like
1 the, through 24, Cameron?
26.
26 this week. Okay. All right, Cam, I'll start with question number one.
Question number one. All right. Who voiced Dory in Finding Nemo?
Ellen DeGeneres.
That is correct.
Let's go with number four, please.
Number four. Jennifer Lawrence won an Academy Award for Best Actress for her performance in what 2012 movie?
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yep.
Silver Linings Playbook.
That is correct.
Let's go. I was thinking Jennifer Love Hewitt for a second. I was like, wait, what?
So we both got a couple easy ones.
You wouldn't have gotten that one.
Yes, I would. I love that movie. Her, Bradley Cooper, De Niro's
I think the Ellen one's a little bit easier.
Eagles,
but either way.
Family. Either way. I love that movie.
I think the Ellen one's a little easier, but whatever. At least we're on the board.
Number two.
Number two. What V-word is the term that describes a fluid's resist flowing? My bad, yeah.
What
V-word is the term that describes a fluid's ability to resist flowing?
A fluid's ability to resist flowing?
Yep.
Oh, hail. Do you know this?
I think so.
It's a fluid. All right, so it's a liquid. And what stops it from flowing? It resists flowing, so it just kind of sits from not flowing because of... Is this a thing that is like...
It's a term that describes a fluid.
It starts with a V.
Is it a viaduct?
That is incorrect.
Is it viscosity?
It is viscosity.
Yeah. Yeah, too bad there's no steel.
The audience knows. Give me number 11, please.
Number 11. What is the only vowel that is on the top row of a standard keyboard?
Oh, my God. Really?
The only vowel.
Yep.
That is on the top
of a keyboard. Christ.
Top row of the keyboard. A vowel. O.
It's A.
What? No, that's not true.
Screen's down.
It's an O right here. The U and I's up there, too. What are you even talking about?
Well, I thought maybe he was going for Y, but it's not Y either.
It's O-I-U is up there, too.
Yeah,
and an E. You're saying the only one that's not on there?
I don't know.
Because A's the only one that's not on there. What the hell is that?
That was too easy of a question.
No, it wasn't.
I think he meant to say which is the only one not on the top row.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
what it was.
Yeah, the place, that worded it.
That's what took me forever to think. It's like, oh, like.
Still, though, like, that would have been such an easy question. Like, that's
not as easy as viscosity.
That's kind of unfair. That's a lot of people don't even know that.
What number was that, Cam? I'm going again.
Yeah. I'm giving you. Yeah.
Or I should just get it right because you asked what vowel's on the top letter, top row.
That one's on me.
Just go again.
I think I answered the question. He asked for a vowel in the top layer of the keyboard. I gave one. I kind of feel like that should be a correct answer.
I named
a vowel on the top of the keyboard.
If you want to take credit for it, I mean, you know.
I mean, between that and viscosity, I deserve 1 point at least.
Well, the way he asked the question, I think you would have had to have named all of them. So.
No, he just said what vowel's on the top row of the keyboard.
I think you would have had to name them all.
2-1, your go.
It's not 2-1. You got the question wrong.
I got the question right. Yeah. O is on the top row of the keyboard.
That was not the question. Cam, that was not the
question.
I'm going to
give him credit as Trivia Master Error.
I feel like he should have to go to another question.
I'm giving him credit.
Wow. Feels good.
I mean, okay. I mean, this is just clear collusion. But
what are you talking about? Answer the question right.
Cam, what was the correct answer to the question
you
asked?
Yeah, last week I got screwed on the Vietnam War.
It was A.
Last week I got screwed on the Vietnam War. People made me feel like I was a dummy. And, I mean, sure,
do you not feel like a dummy for knowing, oh, yeah, I knew the O was on the top row of the keyboard?
I mean, no more so than knowing Ellen DeGeneres was Dory.
Okay, whatever.
Number 12, Cam.
Yeah, what
number
kind
12.
Of
I'll go with number 12.
That?
All right.
Since he's going to cry about it.
Yeah, I am going to cry about it.
Fingernails are made out of what substance?
Skin.
That is not correct.
Acrylic.
No, it's keratin.
See, there's a real question.
Shut up.
That's a real question.
So you cried long enough to get
so
your
we're
way.
Through to you didn't answer the question.
I did answer the question.
I didn't
right?
cry. You
I did answer
the
question,
question
right, and I answered your question. I did answer the question right.
It doesn't matter that you answered my question.
I
could have done that to yours many.
I answered two questions last round somehow and didn't end up with a point somehow.
It's one because you didn't answer the
somehow
question
I answered
right.
Two questions
the correct
right
answer
last
was A,
round and didn't get no
the correct
A
answer
is not
was
on the top row.
And what are you
going to
say?
Right
just
answer.
Because you answered my question right doesn't mean anything. I've done that to you
you're
11
just
times.
You're saying A is on the top row. A is on the
I
top
think,
row.
I think we documented it the first
A's
time
the
we ever played trivia
keyboard?
That we don't do steals.
I'm simply
we don't
just
do steals
out for the audience. I answered two questions last round and somehow got 0 points out of it.
You know what? I could have answered some of your wrong ones many of the other weeks. But I didn't. I just moved on with my W like I always do. It's 1-1. Deal with it.
I know. You cried about it long enough. Go ahead.
I didn't cry. You didn't get the right answer.
I got two answers right.
Question 20, Cam. 20.
Question 20.
Two answers right last round. Somehow didn't
what female artist was famous for painting New Mexico landscapes and large flowers?
What New Mexico artist?
What female artist is famous for painting New Mexico landscapes and enlarged flowers?
I don't know any female artists. Let's go with Monet.
That's incorrect.
Was it Rosas?
Nope. It's Georgia O'Keeffe.
Oh. 17, please.
17. Vatina in Tina Fey is short for what?
The Tina and Tina Fey?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like it's got to be a trick question, right? It's not Christina. What the hell else would it be? Constantina? Let's go with Constantina.
That is incorrect.
It better not be Christina. Is it Christine?
No, it's Greek. It's Stamatina.
Oh, okay. Cody over here smirking like he knew the answer.
These questions seem a lot harder. So we're through three and it's 1-1?
Yep.
What you want to call it.
Give me question 21.
21. A shuttlecock is used in what sport?
Oh, my God.
Badminton.
That is correct.
Oh, God. 25.
25. What is the material that makes up an elephant's tusk?
Ivory.
That is correct.
Kevlar. 24.
This last round, right? Round 5?
Mm-hmm. Yep. For what film did Robert De Niro win his first Oscar?
De Niro's first Oscar? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
This would be really embarrassing if you missed this. As someone who claims to be such a De Niro
the,
guy.
The first Oscar. I mean,
this would be more fulfilling than you winning. I would rather you miss this than me win trivia, to be honest.
You know it? De Niro's first Oscar.
That is correct. That's the question. About to put a shot clock on you.
We got some time. You don't have to put a shot clock on you.
I'm going to go with Taxi Driver.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. Was it The Deer Hunter?
Nope.
Was it Godfather 2?
It was Godfather Part 2.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I didn't think.
It's got to hurt.
Oh, my God.
Dick De Niro guy over here.
Oh, my God.
Give me, I'm wearing my Titans hat. Let's do this one for McNair. Number nine.
Number nine.
Nina.
Within 3 years in either direction.
Love these.
What year did the first Wimbledon take place?
Oh, God. Damn it.
Whoa.
Yeah, damn it.
They were spaced out.
Yeah, damn it.
There were like 3 seconds between. I feel like I know the answer to this one.
Oh, yeah, do you? Yeah.
Soft the dome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do. Oh, God, I missed De Niro.
1881.
Very close, but that's incorrect. First one took place in 1877, so you missed it by 1 year.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Heartbreak City.
On to sudden death.
Heartbreak City.
Claimed to be a big Wimbledon guy. Don't even know what year it started.
That was a good guess, though. I mean,
I feel like if you give me one more guess, I said 1880, whereas he got, what, 3 guesses on De Niro before he got it right?
I was going to say Godfather.
Oh, were you? Were you going to say that?
I was like,
that?
Well, it seemed too early, and Pacino seemed...
Yeah, I'm sure you were going to say it.
Pacino was really better.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Okay, so sudden death, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, one more round.
How are we doing?
We do one more round, and then okay. Go tie right.
14.
14. What are the 5 colors of the Olympic rings?
Five colors of the Olympic rings.
Yep.
You know that
one? Yeah, I know that one.
Boy, I don't know if I do. Okay. Let's think about this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I do know it.
You want to pass?
No, I'm not going to pass. Boy, red, yellow, blue.
Please continue.
Red, yellow, blue, and green, and purple.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
It's a blue, yellow, red, green, and black.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I knew black was in there. I thought white was, too, instead of blue.
Oh.
Jesus. I thought it was red, yellow, green, black.
Oh, it was a color off. Oh, I'm giving it to you.
I should have already. Just want to point out to the audience, I should have already won because I got my round question.
Quit
my round two
excuses and just.
It's not an excuse. I got my round two question right.
Just get.
It's not an excuse.
No, you didn't.
The question was what?
The correct answer was A. He asked it wrong.
The A is not on the top row.
If you look at his correct answer, it says A. He asked it wrong, but that's on him.
Yeah, that was a trivia error.
So yeah,
just get this one right and you win.
Shut
okay,
up.
I'm
shut
handing
up.
It to you.
Shut up.
See how good you
just
are under
shut
pressure.
Up. 18.
18. In 2016, a Pizza Hut delivered to the top of what mountain to set the record for the highest elevation pizza delivery?
That's so stupid.
It was only 4 years ago.
Shut up. LeConte.
That's incorrect.
Fuji?
It was Mount Kilimanjaro.
Ooh.
Let's go do this stupid tiebreaker.
All righty. This is the one where we get to write it
Shut
down.
Shut up.
I always win on these.
I know. I cannot
You're
win
so
these.
So bad at these.
I know. Another, just
hey, last
another
time.
Trivia round. But I'm completely screwed. He doesn't know anything about De Niro.
You're going to botch it.
Shut up.
See if you can botch it.
Just continue to find a way to win without getting the least amount of questions right each week. You find a way to keep winning.
I win.
This better not be a stupid mountain question again.
I hope it is.
It's not mountain.
Somehow we hit his only wheelhouse last week about Mount Everest's height.
I nailed it.
I know.
This one's about the human body.
Oh, again?
Oh, I'm
pints
not,
of blood.
Oh,
pints of blood. Pints of blood.
The human kidney. Filters
was
approximately.
How many teeth you have in your head? You missed that one.
The human kidney filters approximately how many quarts of blood
every
day?
It's a
the sports show. Can you not put a sports question as this last one?
The kidney filters how many pints of blood a day?
Quarts of blood.
How many quarts of blood?
Yep.
Per day.
Yep.
What a stupid question that is.
I didn't even know the kidney filtered blood.
What a maybe the answer is zero. Maybe go with zero.
Yeah.
What a stupid question that is. And I'm going to have another just embarrassing guess one way or the other. Either it's going to be way too low or way too high. It's so stupid. All because Cam doesn't know how to read his own questions. You don't think I would have gotten A? I know the first letter is A. A-S-D-F. I know that.
I know you would have gotten.
I know. And somehow I get screwed because the kid can't read over there.
Well, you know.
Shut up.
Part of the game.
Shut up.
It's part of the game. You might get this
shut
one.
Up. I'm not even going to take any pleasure in it. All I know is you miss De Niro. This guy claims to be a De Niro guy. I don't.
What if we guess the same thing?
I have no clue of where. I have no reference point on this. I have no idea where to start. I don't have a clue.
All right. So, John has put 21 quarts. Cody has put 6 quarts. The correct answer is
2.
150 quarts.
Yes! Finally!
A day?
Yeah.
Finally!
That seems like a lot.
Justice! Justice has been served.
Congratulations.
Shut up.
Congratulations.
Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck.
Your pet is an important part of your family.